Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. And I'm so excited today that we have Gosha Lawrence on the show again with us today. And we're going to be talking about the gift of choice and, you know what, anything else that comes up. You know, I picked these wonderful themes, but we always go off on tangents at every show that we do. It's more about what's coming up in the moment, what's fun, you know, following the energy. And sometimes it's like, I have these questions that just come to me and it's like, oh, I'm going to ask this question because, you know, I can, especially if nobody else is asking questions. So that's always fun for me. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And yes, we are at a special time. And I'm excited because, you know, when Gosha was on last time, it was such an expansive call and conversation. And we went to all sorts of different places. And it was like, wow, we have to do this again and again and again, because we just like touched the surface. So Gosha, thank you so much for being here with us again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is really wonderful. You create such beautiful space and your questions are just different than everybody else is asking. So I'm enjoying it very much and I'm grateful for being here. And hello, everyone watching now and in the future, exactly. Somewhere, something in the future.
Yeah, because what we do now, or I think we still did it last time too, was, you know, these shows are put on YouTube, they're put on the podcast, they're put on iTunes. So then you can all watch them at your leisure whenever you want, however many times as you want. And those of you in the future, you'll be like, who is that crazy woman? What is she talking about? Yeah, you can watch us and find out, you know, and find out more about us. So we're going to be using Access Consciousness tools during this show. Maybe probably the clearing statement and other tools. So if you don't know about Access Consciousness, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. If you don't know about the clearing statement, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And Gosha is a certified facilitator for Access Consciousness. And so am I. Yay!
Yeah. Wow! Congratulations!
Thank you. Yes, I wasn't last time, right? So yeah, in March, I finally got my certification. Like, yay! So it's like, finally.
So good choice.
Yes, right? And it's since then. Oh my goodness, everything is changing. And you know, this show or the series is called The Gift of Choice, right? And it's like, wow, when you start choosing for yourself, and I've been choosing for myself a lot, but really now it's like even more so. It's like everything's a choice, you know, like everything is a choice, not just those big life-changing type of situations, but everything is a choice. And so the gift that choice is, I've come to realize or have the awareness of, is that with choice, you create your life, you create your reality. You know, when you choose, and you can choose again and again and again, and you can change your mind, and you know, you just keep going. So I love being able to choose for me, because, you know, and I've said this before, when I was growing up, I did not feel like I had choice at all. You know, Indian parents, Indian family, they told me what to do. They told me what to do. And, you know, of course, you know, the culture too, and trying to be the good girl, the good daughter, you know, I was very nice. I was very good, you know, growing up, and the quiet one, the shy one. Where is that shyness now?
Dissipated and released completely.
God, I don't know what that means anymore. Who was that? Right. So the gift of choice is such for me that it's changing my life. And like, when people see me now, they're like, they see me laughing and joyful and glowing and then like so happy. And it's like, yeah, it's because I'm choosing for me what's light, what's expansive, and what's going to create my life now and the future. So Gosha, can you talk a little bit about that?
Wow, you said it all.
You know I can talk forever.
Me too. Yeah, you said it all. Exactly. Choice is just a choice. And people, what I've seen a lot, people say, I'm choosing this, or I would like to choose this. Oh yeah, I'm choosing. It's just a choice. But they actually sit in a more of the energy of a decision or conclusion. Mm-hmm. it's not like the choice that has a lightness attached to it and absolutely no point of view and not being vested in the outcome. Usually we decide something and then we conclude something and then we choose, which is not a choice, based on that, which does not create with all the possibilities available as we could have. Because if you decide, we just want to make a right decision rather than just choose or avoiding the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. It's always about right or wrong decision. So we're still stuck in a polarity. Either we're trying to avoid something that didn't work out earlier, or we're trying to achieve something that we decided we have to have, or we should have, or it is an appropriate situation or outcome for where we are right now. So there's a lot of head work going on, a lot of head tripping usually when it comes to choice. I don't know many people that actually really choose with no point of view, because this is such a different approach to being in this reality. Everybody's like, make up your mind. So how can you just change? You just said it and now you saying something else. So it's like the whole, you know, surrounding turns against you when you're really truly choosing. And we are kind people. We're really kind. We're really caring. We don't want to upset someone. So if we commit to something, then we don't want to, change. And then we suffer. And then we like internalize and we stuff it down. And we don't want to say no. And we suffer. And we feel bad and wrong and judge ourselves and judge the situation. So no matter what, we end up judging something, usually ourselves. So like, what would it take to have the lightness of choice and choice of lightness always, and anything doesn't allow that? Let's just try and uncreate it, please.
Yes.
Oof. Right and wrong, good and bad, but vocal, my shorts, voice, and beyond. And also what I've seen and what I've noticed, people choose based on some previous experiences, programs, filters, lenses that they have. So if somebody, let's say, grew up in a very simple, humble environment with not really much, where there was absolutely no choice, actually, there was like, you know, this is what we've got and this is what's going to be for now. And those people tend to have harder time with a true choice, and go outside of this construct of the past. And people that had it all, and there was no limitation in the family, in this environment, in the surroundings, they tend to have total ease with choice, and they don't even know how different they are from others. So if you, from this humble beginnings and situations and reality with not my choice, like I grew up in communist Poland, we didn't have much to choose from. Mm-hmm. Like everybody was happy to have what we had and nobody questioned it. So it was like, just be satisfied with what you have. And nobody seemed too satisfied actually and too happy. Everybody was grumpy and gray and rather negative. So breaking out of this school of being was quite difficult for me. And I still see where I'm like choosing based on some previous decisions or conclusions rather than really ask for something that's so much bigger and so much greater. And I catch myself, but before I didn't even know I was doing it. So I have more of self-awareness of where I'm limiting myself, where I'm asking for less, because it takes the same energy actually to ask for something limited and something huge. And sometimes it takes more energy to limit our reality, our creation, than actually create everything we could create, because there's no shortage of energy. There's no shortage of molecules that can create something and bring something into existence. It's just us that limits it in some way. So it's all up to us. We really are the source, and we kind of don't see it very often. We see ourselves as the effect of the environment, the victims, and we see ourselves as the result of something else rather than the source, the creator. And this is like the biggest, I think, challenge for some people to switch this way of seeing things.
And that alone is a huge, huge topic. I mean, just acknowledging that we are the source, we're the creator, we're responsible, and I know responsibility, you know, is kind of heavy, but we are responsible for our lives, you know, and acknowledging that and allowing that. And then from that point or from that space, saying, okay, so if I'm responsible, I created everything before this. So now what else do I want to create? For me, it's always like, okay, and what else? What else is possible? Yeah, I mean, that's just where I go now. But I still am also very limited too, because just how I was raised and grew up. So my husband teaches me more about how to expand my possibilities and show me greater of what's possible and what I can choose, you know. So I'm one who would also like, I was like, yeah, this is fine. I don't care. I you know, like it's okay, you know, not reach for anything better. Whereas he's like,
wow.
You know, yeah, much more, you know, and it's like, so, you know, we have this beautiful car we just got right before we went to India, and it's a Mercedes S-Class. It's lovely. It's beautiful. It's like, so, I just love it. Oh my God. But I would have been happy with a small little whatever, right?
Right.
It's like, we don't really need a car. That's what I kept saying. Like, we don't need a car, you know? And then we just, you know, like even like a hotel that we go to now, you know, he's like, no, we're not staying here. And we're going to go to this nice one. He's like, okay. But it's like, it's okay. Yeah, I can stay here. No. You know, so he's, you know, kind of showing me how I can reach a little bit more and ask for a little bit more, you know? So it's interesting to see where we are still limiting ourselves based on our past and our experiences and our history, right? And yeah. I remember, and then this still comes to me sometimes, like my sister at one point had this big, huge screaming match and fight, and she said, why can't you be satisfied with what you have? You know, and it's like, I want more. I'm not satisfied with this, but I was being judged for wanting more, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, but now it's like, yeah, I want more. And, you know, what would it take for that more to show up with ease, you know, like, or for me to create that with ease, or for me to choose that with ease.
Yes.
Right. No, not just about the showing up. So, yes, if you have a question, you can raise your hand, or you can type it in the chat. And we're going to take some questions in just a few minutes. I just want to make sure we cover a little bit of this first, and then we'll definitely take some questions.
And also, yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking when you said, oh, I'm okay with this and I don't really need this. I came to the point where I realized I can really create anything, and everything I thought I really, really, really desired when I achieved that or experienced that or I went there, it was like, oh, okay, I'm super grateful. Wow, I did create this. And now what? Mm-hmm. So I came to the point where actually nothing was significant or relevant anymore. Or like, do I really need more diamonds? Do I really need bigger this and better that and greater this? I am actually happy everywhere I am and everything I be. Mm-hmm. And so this is the place from which you don't have the motivation, like this reality's motivation. And when you truly choose and you lose all those points of views and judgments and conclusions, you really have to function from choice, not from motivation based on lack and based on judgment and based on I don't have enough. Yeah. So it was a very strange and rather uncomfortable space. Like, now what? What do I actually desire in life? And I started shopping for my reality. Go, you know, when I travel, it's like, oh, I could have that. Oh, I could have that. But there was no attachment. It's like, I'm fine without that. Mm-hmm. I've been traveling and staying places for $3 a night when I was backpacking with absolutely no money in Southeast Asia, and I'm in staying places for thousands of dollars a night. Does it really make a difference? Yes and no. So there's no point of view. Of course, I love luxury. I love beautiful places. I love beautiful spaces. I really like beauty around me. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, you know, I've been teaching so much classes on entities and the beings and energies. And once we lose this body, like, now what? You know, all this luxury, all these things that we think we need and we think we desire so much, they're actually for the body. Yeah. For the being, it doesn't really matter. For the being is the joy, is the creation, is the kindness, is the happiness. This is what the being thrives on. So where to find the balance and where to find the space where you really can be joyful and happy no matter what and satisfied with what you have, and also ask for more if you would like to, but without this energy of need or not enough or
pushing,
you like drive, like I see as like, could I be actually one of those people that just works for money and like, you know, kills my body and works 20 hours a day, you know, to make more money? Absolutely not. I would never make it. I would have no desire to do this. I was like, okay, so what would be fun for me? Yes, changing the world. Yes, contributing to the people. Yes, 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 yes. And I got like this energetic blueprint of what really drives me, what makes me happy, what drives me, what pushes me forward, rather than the reward of money. And when I have this, money follows, just money just shows up all the time. And I don't have to strive for it and run after it. Like I thought, this is the way it is. You have to run after this.
So that's it's how like we're taught in this world. Yeah.
Whole big, you know, almost philosophical conversation about what works for you, what drives you, what makes you happy, what makes you joyful, what would you like to create as your life and in your life? Because I know plenty of people that have it all and they're so unhappy and they're just, you know, they go into alcohol or drugs because they want to check out. They don't even want to be present in their life.
And then but it's not about the things, right? It's
Yes. So that's the thing. Like that's the creation, you know, they created everything they thought they needed or wanted or desired.
Yeah.
And it's not it because they're actually unhappy. And then I see people that are so happy and they're so joyful and they just like dance all the time and they have so little.
It's about who you're being, right? You know, in every moment and where you're functioning from. Are you functioning from space? Are you functioning from lack and scarcity? Are you functioning from joy and happiness? Like, what is your, what's that word called? Modus operandi, right? So it's like, for me, it's not about the things, but things make me feel good too. Like this new bed is like, oh.
Yes. And it's your body. It's your body.
Yeah. Cause I was waking up every morning aching. It's like, oh my God. You know? So my husband's like, okay, that's it. We're getting a new bed. Like, okay. Right. So it's like, yeah, you know, so my body requires some things, right. Mm-hmm. And then other times it's me that wants to create. So me creating experiences, me creating these connections, you know, with people and me honoring my body. What is my body? What is good for my body? What does my body like? What does my body require? Right.
Yeah.
Because my body's here too with me 24/7.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, we had a wonderful conversation. Sorry. I was going to say we had a wonderful conversation with Glenna about bodies on Tuesday. So go back and watch that YouTube video,
Glenna.
The podcast. It was amazing. So we're not going to really talk about bodies per se too much this today, because that's you know, go watch that one. It was great.
Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, it was fabulous. But I want to talk about, you know, other stuff with Gosha. And I know, like last time we talked about entities a lot, you know, and so I am still curious about entity. I still haven't done a intro class or a beginner class or anything like that. It hasn't shown up, you know. I think I'm doing an intro class with Anthony next weekend or something like that, you know. But not a 2-day, you know. So, but there's something about entities and beings of light and all that kind of stuff that I have misapplied and misidentified in my head of what they are, who they are, how we relate to them, with our bodies and our being, and you know, and I'm doing a lot of reading and all that wonderful stuff, but it's like, oh, I don't know, I'm so confused. So can you just, like, in a brief little thing, talk a little bit about the entity so that we can then go into the questions, because I know the questions are going to be to do with that.
There. And you know, I actually love facilitating classes on creating with entities, because everything is an entity. Any energy that you can define in any way is an entity. So your business, your car, your house, the book that you're writing, your family has its own entity, is an entity because you can define it in many ways. So when you actually look at true creation and true choice, true question, creating with everything around you, you can start asking for everything to contribute to you. So even when you go on a walk, you can perceive and sense and feel the trees contributing to you and the earth being joyful by you being there and being grateful for you and appreciating you. And I've started noticing all this now. Everything for me is alive, like even if it's an object made of, you know, wood, plastic, metal, stone, for me, it's a life. It has this energy, space, and consciousness. So I am a little crazy lady who talks to everything around me and asks for contribution, or asks, you know, can I do something for you, or what would you like, or, you know, whatever I ask. But this is like the true creation and choice, because the true creation is about choice, question, possibility, and contribution, right? So we can actually hire and invite energies from all around us to co-create our life with us. And it's not only the objects around us that could contribute, it's also a whole world of invisible beings, and invisible to most because they're invisible to some, of, you know, entities. Most people think, you know, ghosts and spirits, and you need to be scared of them. They could be people without bodies, so dead people, basically. Mm-hmm. But also there's a whole world of beings that maybe never had a body, or had a body that looked very different, like earth spirits, or light beings that are just this beautiful, nurturing, kind, sweet, potent presence that's always there for us. We just seldom ask, because we usually put entities in one box, something to be scared of, something to be aware of, something that can get you, do something to you, and possess you. Mm-hmm. So we kind of misidentify and misapply all of that as bad and wrong, rather than, I wonder, you know, what is up with this world? Because the world of spirits is actually bigger than our world. It's so massive and so rich, and so, and some of them are not that kind and pretty and fun to be around. But when you're willing to look at this world, then you can choose what works for you. You can choose to work with energies that are nurturing and potent and beautiful and kind and expansive. And you can kind of say thank you to the energies that maybe have been influencing you for a long time before, like demons, for example. You know, a lot of people is run, their lives and their choices are run by these demonic little whispers, you know, you should do this, you shouldn't do this, or, you know, have one more drink, or, you know, take this drug, so whatever, are you pathetic, you're wrong, you should kill yourself, why are you even alive? You know, they're really brilliant at finding the places of our weakness where we judge ourselves, and they use it against us. And we fall for it very often because we don't have the tools. Oh, that's a demon, you know, all right, you know, demon clearing, bam, done. 5 minutes later, you're happy again. But we sometimes go through life being, you know, depressed and sad and suicidal and feeling so horrible at ourselves, because we don't know that this energy actually is influencing us in such way. So my target is to really create as much education as possible on the subject, because nobody wants to talk about, or if people talk about it, there's a lot of superstition and fear. And then, like, you know, education comes from Hollywood movies, from Exorcist and Omen, you know. Yeah. That's about it.
That's not what we're talking about. So one of the things I recently read or heard or something is that sometimes in the past, we are, like even in this lifetime, but like this, we have hired demons to do stuff for us. Yeah. And then at some point, they've kind of switched their role or switched their job, and then it's not really what we wanted anymore.
What do you know about it, darling?
we have the connotation of demon as being really bad and scary, blah, blah. So it's like, I wish we could call it something else, because the Hollywood stereotype of a demon is a blah. But that's not really what it is. But it's like, we've hired it for a reason, whatever. But now it's like taken over a different role and sabotaging us in some way.
Well, right? It's partially true. Like it's a little bit too, a tiny little twisted, because demons do thrive on judgment. So they will use judgment against us. So let's say you don't feel powerful enough or potent enough or capable enough, and you kind of ask for help out there, and they will come. And it's very
reading my mind.
Many minds, I think. And they're like, hey, you know, we can give you everything you desire, or you can go only this far as you. You can only go this far with consciousness. You can only this far with spirituality. You know, why don't you let us help you? We'll give you everything you want. And it's this tempting, beautiful, you know, promise of the something.
I haven't gotten anything yet. I don't know what they're talking about.
You think, and it could be lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes on that demons will deliver, but making deals with demons usually doesn't work out very well. I haven't met anyone who ever benefited truly from it, because they will deliver, of course. They can give you power, they can give you money. but it's like something for that you have to pay for it. And so people made in the past, usually, I don't know if it really happens, although I did have demons that came to me and were proposing this to me, like, you can only go this far with consciousness, you know, you should let us help you. And I'm like, for real? And I started laughing and they got really angry at me. But yes, it was like a whole army of them in a hotel room trying to convince me that I should let them help me. And so, you know, many people, and I was aware of this, but many people might be not even aware, or it happens in a dream, but it's, and they go into like, oh, maybe I should ask for help, or maybe something can help me. What's out there? You know, we call upon ascended masters, we call upon angels, we call upon different beings that we decided are more powerful than us. And who says, that, you know, something else might not come in disguise and pretend to be something? They're powerful. They can come, show up as this light being. But the energy will be, you know, give me your power, give me the lead on your life. So when we, anywhere in our universe, when we believe we can't do something, we can't achieve something, we are not something that we actually are, this is where we invite them. Also, all the places where we are, oh, I can't take this anymore, I can't, this is killing me, this is, you know, this is too much. This is actually an invitation for entities and demons to come in, because there's plenty of beings that will do like, oh, I do it for you. Oh, I can help you with killing you, you know.
So my chest is really heavy and tight now as we're having this conversation.
Okay.
All of you people out there, but.
Awesome. So it's something reacting. It's something reacting in you. Yeah. Okay. So everywhere.
And I'm not chills now. Whew. Wow.
So yeah, that kind of like get very uncomfortable with this information. And the biggest repellent towards demons is actually kindness and joy and happiness. They hate this energy. They love misery. They love, you know, when you hate yourself and don't like yourself and you feel pathetic about yourself and like crap about yourself. But the moment you get happy, they're like, bye, see ya. This is disgusting. So, so how much happy would you have to get? How much joy would you have to be like, I know when I have demons around, when I am not joyful, and I literally go like, okay, where's my joy? Where's my joy? Where's, if I was truly being me, joyful me, what would it be like? What would it be like? And I go around and this is my mantra. Where's my joy? Where's my joy? Because the joy is like, they go. And then of course there's this wonderful demon clearing that works every time. So let's do this. Let's do all the clear all the places and spaces where you invited them in any lifetime dimension reality. Turn and create times a gazillion, right, wrong, but what call my shots, voice, and beyond, and all the judgments of you and of anybody else and anything else that keeps the demons sticking to you and inviting the demons into your life. Will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, one book, all night shots, voice, and beyond. Woo! Wow. So return to from whence you came. This is the demon clearing. You can write it down and chant it anytime you feel weird. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, and this reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, this reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, this reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to us, our bodies, reality ever again. And my phone is ringing, so let me mute myself and you talk, okay?
All right, so as Gosha was doing that wonderful clearing, you know, you may have been experiencing stuff coming up in your body. You might be yawning, might have tingling. You see me going like this, right? I'm shaking off that energy, and it's like, you know, because you're reacting to that clearing, right? And so allow that to take place, allow it to happen, and you can do this yourself. I did this like yesterday or this morning. I forget by myself.
And sometimes, you know, it actually, when I first started using this clearing, it took me about 6 weeks to clear all the demons from all the lifetimes. Because any religious lifetimes you had, you know, what the church tells you, there are demons, angels, and God, or Holy Spirit. That's it, right?
Yeah.
They put everything in those three little boxes, or big boxes. So anytime we did use judgment, and probably we did have most of the lifetimes when we did use judgment and be judgment and judge others and ourselves, we invite the demons. So we have, other than that, we have all kinds of contracts and pacts. So all the oaths, vows, commitments, fealties, communities, secret binding, bonding, contracts, promises, swearings, loyalties, engagements, What else? Vengeance, having to do with demons, inviting demons, making deals with demons, hiring demons, enslaving demons, and creating demons. Let's destroy and create all of that.
Yes.
Provoke, recant, recent, reclaim, renounce, denounce, destroy, and create peace. The right and wrong, good and bad, pun, pokol, naishat, voice, and beyond. So we have a couple of questions here.
Yes.
So can you scan me to see if I have any negative entities? If yes, can you offer me clearing? How do I know the difference from the good angel answers or negative? And you see, this is a big question, Gloria. Because it's not about, you know, me telling you what's going on with you. That's for me not that empowering. It's about you starting to trust you. And why would you call upon good or bad ones at all? You know, where did you give power to anything that you decided will have more power or has more power than you? And who is the source of the creation of your life? You know, is this some outside entity and being, whether it's ascended master or great angel, or you are? Because there are powerful beings out there, but are they more powerful than you? And are they responsible for your life? Are you responsible for creating of your life? So I always, like, if I go anywhere, I always ask anything for contribution, but it's more like a teamwork, you know, team effort, assistance, contribution. Hey guys, can you contribute to me? I don't make them bigger. I don't make them more powerful. I don't make them more capable than me and responsible for creating of my life. I did. I had a period when I was completely, completely, completely dependent on angels, and I didn't make a step without asking for help. And my life was freaking roller coaster. It was the worst time of my life because, of course, they did help, but, you know, I gave them completely power to me and to my life. And I don't know what was creating. What was it, angels or demons or God knows what, you know, that people, they were not that conscious at all. Because I kind of dismissed me. And I decided somebody else should take over and do it for me because I'm so weak and pathetic and I really cannot do this. So for me, this journey has been very bumpy and challenging sometimes to like switch that the place of the power. Where is the potency of you?
You know, for me, I have a huge support team, right? Being the light, angels, ascended masters, guides, you know, so on and so forth. But I never asked them to do anything other than, hey, can you just empower me? You know, can you give me a little bit of support, you know, some energetic support, some contribution, but never can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? It's like, oh, just, you know, I could just use a little burst of love, you know, whatever, you know, unconditional love and blessings, you know, and then I'll do with that whatever I want to do. I'll use that to create my life, you know, but I just need a little bit of something, right? But I could never do that. I was not ready to give my power to anybody else other than my family. That was okay.
Right. But anybody else,
forget it. Thank you for writing that in. And exactly, thank you for saying that. It's like, this is not something you do once and then that's it. You know, it's like you do it over and over again. You repeat it 30 to 100 times. And so when you mentioned that, you know, you had done this demon clearing for like months or weeks and to clear the past lifetimes, did you actually, like, was it different or did you just keep doing it?
Oh, completely. No, I really, it became my mantra. I was obsessed with clearing them. But then I heard like it took somebody two and a half years, one year to clear them. Because some people are more dependent, were more dependent on them. Especially like there seems to be a big correlation between power, like being like trying to achieve power in this reality, like almost like power over that is connected to demons and demons being the creative source of that. And you know, it's not, I don't judge it. It's more like people create what works for them in the moment, but there's sometimes it's a time when it doesn't work anymore. So when you recognize that this is not working for you anymore, you actually don't feel as powerful as you could feel. You know, maybe it's time to change this. Maybe it's time to ask for something else. And isn't now the time to be the empowered, potent beings that we truly be? Mm-hmm. We are capable of beautiful, magical reality, of miracles. Yet we always, you know, we've been living in suppressed reality where power was given to somebody else and something else. And for centuries, we've been suppressed, repressed, controlled, dominated, manipulated by different outside sources. So Usually the switch doesn't happen overnight, at least not for me. Maybe I'm a slow one. But, you know, it requires a little bit of work and also being diligent with this work, with like, okay, is this even mine? Who does this belong to? The basic tools. I really love the basic tools of access. You know, the newest, greatest clearings are great, but 2 months later, nobody remembers them and you don't even know what they were all about. You just kind of, it's gone. But when you just stick with the basics, is this mine?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Return to center of consciousness attached. Follow the lightness of your being. Is this light? Is this heavy? You know, do I have, you know, is this positive and negative? Wherever I sit in a lot of polarity, is anything that you're talking about making you light or making you heavy? When you talk about negative energies, positive energies, for me, it's just energies. And some energies are, you know, more yummy and joyful and expansive. And some are not that much. And I wouldn't play with them, but I don't make them wrong. They're just like different spectrum. Like, you know, is red better than blue? It's just different. Yeah. So like there's so much, I think, misconceptions since coming from different sources where fear is the underlying element, rather than empowerment and trust. Like I really, really, really learned, and I had to learn to trust myself beyond the shadow of a doubt with working with entities, because sometimes it gets really gnarly and really massive and really intense. And it feels like you're going to die. You know, it really feels like you're going to die when you're working with like specially massive amounts of demons. And you, we can't give up. We can't. We have to keep going.
Never give up, never give in, never quit.
Yes.
The latest telecall by Gary Douglas that we just did last week or something.
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So I know that Randy has his hand raised and Caroline has her hand raised. So
Let's go.
Randy, if you want to unmute yourself, that'd be great. I can unmute you. There we go. Hello.
Is my mic working?
Yes, it's working. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Randy. I remember you from last time. Hi. Thank you for listening again.
But hi. Okay. I'd like to be more at ease in my body, and understanding your work and how quality amazing it is, this time I'm going to go more towards what's coming through for you, and thank you, love.
Oh, thank you. So are you the only one in your body?
Not all the time. When I leave to go sleep, when I sleep and I wake up, I'm so aware of other people.
Yeah. So what's the value of hosting them in your body and accommodating them in your body and having them in your body? Is this a contribution or maybe not so much?
I try not to judge it. I try to be neutral and eliminate the connections as soon as I'm conscious of them. It's like I turn on a light, it tracks buttons.
Yeah, so you see, yes, and that's actually, I love that you are not judging it and staying neutral with it. You just have to, like, in this place and space, you have to look, is this working for you? Like, for me, it doesn't work to have more beings than one in my body. I want to be one being in one body, because then I have clarity. If I have more than one, I cannot get clear. I am all over the place. I'm a mess. I'm usually not as happy as I normally am, not as joyful as I normally am. And, you know, I can facilitate them. I can talk to them. I can clear them. I can receive from them. They're actually not allowed in my body because it creates more difficulties. And I've seen it a lot. People with a lot of entities, you know, they tend to have problems with the body. They tend to have some health issues. They very often have to grow larger bodies to accommodate them. It's like, you know, you have bigger house for more people living in it. And I've seen drastic and dramatic changes when you know, only one became the dominant one, only one inhabitant in a home or driving the car, right? Rather than 15 or 20 driving the car and always arguing and creating mess. And And it's, you know, when you have more entities in your body, then also it's hard to make a choice because you're like, maybe I should do this, or maybe I should do this, or maybe I should do this. How about this? How about this? How about this? You know, you can never decide because it's actually like many people arguing for something or about something. So for me, ideal, and I see people over and over, it works for them. And they like it, and often, you know, their life is not as awesome and expansive as it could be, and at the end it's like, ooh, maybe it's not working so well. So like, you have to take a hard look at yourself, like, is it creating more for you or less for you, and what would it create if you were the only one? And where did you not want to be the boss of your life? Where did you kind of give up? Where did you kind of like, I can't deal with this. This is too much. This is too heavy. This world is crazy. You know, my family, whatever story or excuse we use to like give up or not be present and not be the dominant entity of our life. So everywhere you're not willing to be the dominant entity on your life, will you destroy and uncreate it, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, punk, all nice shots, boys and beyonds, and having different beings in our bodies. And there's sometimes like dead people, and sometimes they're like different creatures. They're not like even people, they're like different things. And they're like, you know, cybernetic entities, and they're like, you know, implanted entities and inculcated entities. So we have all kinds of like this whole range of things that, you know, is the material, the programming, talk to the entities, beginning class, actually. So like, is there more going on that you're even more aware of? Like, are you like actually having even more things going on than you, that you like consciously aware of?
It's, you know, where I give up is with pain. Because okay. There's no fight. I have nerve pain, like myelitis.
Okay. And have you had it your whole life, or it started at some point?
No, I took levoquinone Cipro about 10 years ago. And it's been building and building and building, like MS.
Okay, you have MS. Mm-hmm.
The intensity of the density.
Yeah. Yeah.
FQAD. That's the best way to describe it. FQAD. Look it up. But
I know MS.
That's where I have to give up, because if I fight it, I stay intense.
Okay.
I judge it, and I'm gonna overbeat this, and I'm gonna overpower this, and I'm gonna over all of that hasn't gotten me ahead. So you asked, where do I let go? Where do I give up? That's where I give up.
So all the MS entities and other autoimmune entities, diseases, entities, and entities that have the trauma and magnetic and cellular imprint of pain and suffering, would you be willing to let them go and release them?
Yes.
Because if they have that, they actually perpetrate and create more pain for your body. It's like, you know, stroke entities, they love bodies with after stroke, you know, that they're paralyzed, they cannot talk, and they just, it's fun for them to be in body like this. Or like, you know, alcoholic body, that person will go into an alcoholic body because they like this vibration. So if you have MS, like the entities that you might be inviting, or the entities that are familiar with these vibrations and frequency and sensations, and they're actually looking for it, or they are not even aware that they're dead, and they just went to the nearest body that had this thing. So would you be willing to let them go and release them and send them away?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so can you tell them, and you can do it quietly, you don't have to actually talk, you can say, can you tell them, okay, the ride is over, I'm closing the hotel, no more accommodation, no more using of my body, you have to leave now, and you have to show like the intensity of you and the, like almost like the potency that you somehow hid somewhere in little corners, like out, everybody out, and I will assist you with that. Everybody out, because there's a different clearing. I see it in the questions. Clearing entities, the different clearing, because you want to facilitate them into a different possibility, a choice. Speaking of choice, entities have choice as well, right? So, okay, so truth, who are you guys? Truth, who were you before that? Because you want to give them information like, oh, they were something else. Truth, who were you before that? 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 sure who were you before that. And it's working of everyone, on everyone who has entities, guys. It's not only Polari. Truth, who were you before that? Truth, who were you before that? Truth, who were you before that? Truth, who were you all 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 before that? And truth, who will you be in the future? And after that, and after that, and after that, after that. You have a choice. You can go now. You don't have to be stuck in this body. You don't have bodies anymore. So you can create something very different. And all the magnetic imprinting and cell imprinting of all the unconsciousness and anti-consciousness locked in your body, inculcated into your body, cells of your body, molecular structure of your body. Let's dissipate and release now. Right and wrong, with and bad, point of call, nice shots, voice and beyonds. And all the trauma, shock, and cellular memory, molecular memory of pain, suffering, unconsciousness, anti-consciousness in all those beings. Let's revoke, recant, resent, reclaim, renounce, denounce, turn, and create all of that. Right and wrong, good and bad, one pop, all nine shoots, voice and beyonds. And all the demons associated with that, where they came to the source of judgment, return to from whence you came, never turn to as our bodies this reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never turn to as our bodies reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never turn to as our bodies reality ever again. Return to from whence you came, never turn to as our bodies reality ever again. And all the inculcated entities, destroy and create all of that. Right and wrong, within bedroom, vocal, nice shots, voice and beyonds. And all the implanted and explanted entities, destroy and create that. Right and wrong, within bedroom, vocal, all nice shots, voice and beyonds. And what's the value of holding on to the entities? What's the value of not being the dominant entity in your life? What's the value of being dominated, manipulated, and controlled by something else and someone else? It's anything that doesn't allow you to have total clarity and ease with all of this. And this is for all of us. And this run and creative, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, and pop all nine shots, voice and beyonds. Ah!
Yes.
Does it feel different in your body now?
Oh, I love the quantum field generator. How do you go into multiple layers of time with that one question? Beautiful. Feel it expand into so many realities.
Yeah. So, you know, you do have a body now that it's not at ease. And what can you be for this body? Because you, the being, you clear, you capable, you potent and powerful. And there's the body that is actually not that happy. So what is it that you could change? What is it that you could be for your body? What is it that could change this? Like, my mom has MS, and she's so funny. Like, it doesn't progress at all because she's constantly saying, like, these doctors are stupid. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they think. I don't have an MS. Like, what are they talking about? And for real, like, for 30 years, it didn't progress almost at all. Like, she would be dead by now. And she's like, sometimes she maybe like has a hard time walking, but then next day she's fine because she's refusing to accept this sentence and this reality that the doctors put on her. And it's so fascinating to watch. You know, she's like, they don't know what they're talking about. She never bought into this. And I see it, you know, I see her every year when I come in the summer, and, you know, she has a lot of different problems, but the MS one, like, she never bought this ever. Like, she can buy cancers and like all arthritis and glaucoma and all kinds of things. But MS, no, I'm not having this one. Sometimes she's a prejudice against this one. So what can you be that's different that you've been before with your body? Where do you see your body as the enemy or something that's not really cooperating or something that's not that nice to you? And where can you start seeing your body as a friend? And where you do not see this as a creation? Because autoimmune diseases, let's face it, you're trying to kill your body. Like, your body is trying to kill itself. There must have been some conflict going on. There must have been some, you know, judgment going on before. This does not happen out of the blue, at least in my world. And if you don't, you know, don't subscribe to it, don't even listen to me. But in my world, we create everything, and even something that feels like a curse right now, which we can clear the curses too. So all the curses, damnations, condemnations, sentences, hexes, spells that have anything to do with this creation, let's destroy and create it peace now. Right and wrong, one book, all my shots, voice and beyonds. You know, because there's like energy from the past that creates something, but it doesn't have to be our reality. Like, we literally create our reality. And our point of view creates our reality. So if we believe something, if we buy this point of view, we will only create reality that matches this point of view, that matches this point of view. So if we decide that, I don't know, change is difficult, you're never going to have ease with change because your point of view is change is difficult. So no matter what, you will create situations that prove that change is difficult. But you never see yourself as the source of this creation, but as a victim. Oh, you see, I said, I knew it's going to be difficult. Yes, because this is your underlying point of view. This is the only, like if you plant a seed of a sunflower, don't expect cucumber to grow out of it. It's not going to be a cucumber. No matter how much you pray on it and talk to it, it's going to be a sunflower. So like we plant one thing and then we'll get it surprised when this is growing into that thing, rather than what we would like for it to be. We have to get clear on what we're actually creating in our life, you know, when we're functioning from judging ourselves and feeling not worthy or not good enough or not something, then we can't expect, you know, these glorious creations when we're just like thriving in this reality. And it's not like, please never judge yourself. It's more like, oh, I've been creating this. Oh, I've been doing this. Oh. The realization and the wonder, I wonder what else can I create? I wonder how can I change it? What would it take for this to change? You know, function more like a child for wonder and curiosity rather than the judgment, because the judgment locks it even more. So what can you be with the lightness and curiosity?
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Randy.
I called you Larry. I didn't sound right. I'm sorry, Randy.
Didn't even notice. That was amazing. I actually felt stuff moving in my body and the brightness and lightness that you brought into the assimilation.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wonderful. Caroline has a question. Caroline?
Hi, beautiful.
Hi, where are you? Oh, you're here. Hi, Caroline. Hi.
Hi. We had a mini session before.
Yes, that's why you look so familiar. And yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for this opportunity. Okay, so as you spoke in the beginning of this call about how we were brought up and all that with money, and so I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready to be in my power with this. And so what I have been doing in the past, which has changed a whole bunch, even being able to talk about this in the past, I would go into crying and depression and everything, right? So not anymore. So when I think of freedom, I always go to how much money do I have? Can I have the freedom? So even with just that, I often think I'm going to sell my house just to get financial freedom, but I really don't want that. I'm not attached to material stuff. It would be nice, but I also don't want to sell everything that I have to get what I think is financial freedom because I haven't resolved what's the true thing. So I don't want to think anymore of, okay, do I go on this trip? Do I have the money? No. Do I do this? Do I buy this class? Do I have the money? No. So that's my, I'm constantly on this road. So.
Yeah, roller coaster of doubt and judgment. So what does freedom mean to you?
What does which?
Freedom means to you.
Being able to choose what you truly desire and want.
So are you choosing what you're truly desiring?
No, because I'm stopping myself because I don't have the money to choose it.
And you really require money to choose it.
I have difficulty even with that. I want to say no, because as part of me as a healer, as a light worker and all that knows that somewhere inside. But no, I don't. I feel that I do require the money.
So are you actually willing to receive it all?
Yes. You're making a face.
If you were, you would have it all, honey.
Okay, all right.
So if you put any conditions, like only money can give me freedom, then are you really in prison because you don't have money?
Yeah.
Are you?
Am I really?
Yeah. Are you really behind the bars?
Well, I'm not behind the bars.
Yeah. So the only imprisonment or incarceration is here, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is required for you to break through the self-inflicted, imposed, and created walls and bars, and not the good bars? So what is it? Is it this lifetime or another lifetime? Is it your reality, someone else's reality? What's light?
Feels like it's this lifetime.
No? Oh, this lifetime is a continuation of something.
Okay.
Well, I'm asking you, is this just a continuation of the creation?
I want to say I don't know.
Okay. That's one thing you cannot say, sorry. Well, say yes and no and compare the energy. So if I'm not sure, I just say yes, no, until one of that, the word will kind of be lighter or pop. So if this is okay, so let's stick with this lifetime, okay? So let's stick with this. Is this something you bought from this reality, from your parents?
Yes. And
bringing? Yeah. Yeah. So whose life are you living?
My mother's, my grandmother's.
So does it make you a good daughter, a good granddaughter?
Doesn't matter. They don't know.
Are they still alive?
No, just my mom is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would happen if you break through and broke free from what you decided was the appropriate way of being, and everywhere you've been trying to validate their reality by limiting you? Let's just try and create, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, and buckle, nice, shirts, boys, and beyond. So what would happen? What would happen if you set them, challenge them, show them?
Them and my grandmother, or my grandmother and mother, or them, who's them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mom and grandma. Who you learned how to live from.
What would happen if I challenged them?
Because it would be challenging for them if you broke through and broke free from their imprisonment, would it? What did you believe? So why didn't you? So do you have any belief that something would happen?
No, because they would be free as well.
Okay. So what's stopping you? What have?
If I broke out, my daughters would be free. If I broke out, we would all be free.
So what
is that,
have
logic,
you
been, or is that really true for you? Yeah. Just logical? Is that just your mind wanting to say that?
Oh dear, I really gotta get this one.
Because if it's like logically makes so much sense, why didn't you break out of it 30 years ago or 20 years ago? So what is stopping you actually from breaking through? If it's all the good things that will happen, right? Positive things. Why are you still stuck in this reality of those limitations? Like there's somewhere a reason, there's somewhere a seed, there's somewhere some logic, crazy logic behind that, that you still believe, that you bought into, and that it's more valid and valuable than you and your creation and your potency.
Yeah.
Huh?
So tears is coming up.
Tears?
Tears, yes.
So tears like in crying?
Yes, yeah.
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 Cool. So let it out. I let it out. All the decisions, judgments, conclusions, computations, separations, projections, expectations from all the lifetimes, dimensions, realities, where you stopped being you, where you were not allowed to be you, where you were killed and punished for being you, where you killed and punished others when you were being you, and all the conflictual realities, all the virtual vibrational realities, all the made-up realities, all the artificial realities that you bought as real as true, all the implants and explants perpetrating this, really destroyed and created now, once for all.
Yes.
And this is not just for Caroline, it's for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah. I like how you're holding your throat, Gush, at this moment.
Yeah, it's there. Revoke, recant, recenter, claim, renounce, announce, turn, and create. Right from the bed, footbook, all nations, voice, and beyond. Oof, wow. Because if our mind knew it all, we would have it solved by now. We would have it figured out by now, right? So with your mind, of course it makes sense. It would be better for everyone. Yet somewhere, you're not believing it. You're not being it. You're not choosing it. So you know you're a gift. You know you're a healer. You know you're a change. And yet somewhere are you receiving all of that? Are you receiving your gift? Are you receiving you? Are you seeing you as a viable product or not so much?
I think I'm 70-30. I do see a lot of the good, more and more and more with all these healings and all these shows and more I see myself, but not fully yet.
So how much are you willing to receive actually? Like this much or this much?
This much.
Are you receiving this much?
I'm not receiving that much. So obviously I'm not willing, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, actually, it's very tricky. This willingness to receive is something I've been looking at for a while. Because I realized, okay, if I don't have something that I've been asking for, it's not that it's like not available, because it is available. Not that I can't have it, because I can. It's somewhere in my universe I am not willing to actually receive it. So I have some crazy point of view, some judgment, some decision, some conclusion that literally creates a wall of separating me from this thing that I'm asking for. And with this realization, I started walking everywhere and asking all the time, am I receiving everything here? Am I receiving from everyone here? Am I receiving from everything here? And I realized that I don't, because I only want to receive the good things and the nice things and the pretty things and the positive things. And I didn't want to receive all the bad things. So any time you were deciding that you were bad or wrong or an evil person in another lifetime, then it means you will not even receive you, because you already, you know, wrote yourself off. Also, if you're aware of other people being that or other things being that, you will not receive from them. Also, you have to constantly assess the situation, everything and everyone. So you walking, talking judgment. Is this good? Is this positive, negative? Positive, negative. Good, bad. Good, bad. Can I receive this, but not this? So you're constantly this ninja trying to navigate between good and bad things rather than receive it all. Because if you're willing to receive it all with no judgment and you just receive it and let it flow through your body and go back to the universe. So we can do an exercise after this. Let's do a little exercise. Then you can actually receive it all. And this is your homework that might take longer than like one evening to really diligently ask, am I receiving from everyone and everything? Especially when you perceive a wall coming up, somebody says something and you don't like it, or you don't, there's something about this person that bugs you, and, or this is negative, this is a negative person, you know, then you didn't receive from this person. Maybe this negative person is like willing to give you a lot of money or change your life, but you decided it's negative, so you will never receive from this person. Like there's so many insane little points of views that we have that really literally stop us. They're like building this obstacle courses and walls and walls and walls and walls and gates and dams that separate us from receiving what we could receive. Because receiving is like, look at the tree. How much the tree receive? Everything. Does it not receive rain because I don't like to get wet, but I will receive the sunshine? No. I receive this bird, but this one is kind of loud. I don't want this one on me. No, it like receives everything. Does it have a point of view that one fruit will fall down and rot, another one will be taken and eaten? No. Like nature receives with no point of view. Always receives. Always, 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 always. We are the only species on this planet that receive with conditions or receive with some, you know, this or not. So look at that. This is really a big thing to look at. Really, really big, and I cannot fix it, like I change it like in one clearing. It's not, because it's like really looking, taking that honest, brutally honest look at yourself. You know, and are you receiving yourself? That's the first thing. Truly receiving yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yeah, I wish I could tell you more, an easier way. I wish.
So stay for the exercise, Caroline.
Yeah, so let's do a little exercise, okay? So let's look at something. So you can close your eyes if you would like to. But just relax, 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 relax your feet, relax your ankles, relax your calves, knees, relax your thighs, your hips, your belly, your back, your chest, relax, 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 your arms, your hands, your neck, your jaw, cheeks, forehead, nose, eyes, scalp, just relax your skin, your organs. All the systems in your body, relax. And now lower your barriers, lower your barriers, lower your barriers. Push them down if you have to. All the barriers that you created to anything and anyone around you. Even the deep barriers that you didn't know you had. Somewhere deep inside of you. In your heart, in your chest, in your genitals, in your head. Push them down, lower them. You can dissipate them, release them. Just be open, vulnerable with all the energies and expand. Start expanding your energy beyond your body. Bigger and greater, bigger and greater, bigger and greater. Go, 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 bigger and greater in every direction, including down into the earth. You can just go and go to the outer edges of the universe, or you can just go slower. Bigger than the city you're in, bigger than the earth, bigger than the universe. So now when you're so expanded, with all your barriers lowered, think of a person or situation that you're scared of, you're annoyed with, you're angry at, that you can't receive, that you always have problem with. Somebody who hurt you, somebody you just can't stand, somebody you're terrified of, somebody from your past, somebody from now, whatever the situation or the person is, put them in front of you. Just put them in front of you. If you notice that your barriers go up again, lower them. Lower them, and now receive this person or the situation into your body. If the barriers go up, lower them. Notice what happens with your body. Anything gets contracted, there's darkness, there's intensity, anything. Just notice. And now release this person. You can release this person, let it go, the situation in the back of your body. Just release it. And now pull the energy from all of the universe through your body, this person back to the universe. And now again, put this person in front of you, situation in front of you. Face it. Face it, face it, face it. Be brave, be courageous. Don't raise, erect any barriers. And now you can start with pulling the energy from on the universe through this person, through this situation, through you, through your body, back to the universe. And you, as big as the universe, and nothing can affect you. You just space, pure space. And now invite this person, situation into your body. Sit with it. Notice that it affects you less, that it's less scary, less annoying, less irritating, less upsetting, and release it again and circulate again. Put it in front of you. Not as scary, is it? Not as terrible, is it? The person, the situation, pull the energy from all of the universe through the person, through the situation, through your body, back into the universe, and invite the person, situation into your body. Now it's almost non-existent. And release it. Say bye-bye. I'm not scared of you anymore. I'm not angry anymore. I can receive you. Wow, I can actually receive you. How cool is that? And release it. And you can open your eyes. And if you still have a problem, if it's still, there is something coming up, you can do it a few times, but usually 3-4 times, and it changes. Did it change for you? Anyone? Anyone? Did it change?
I picked a certain, for me, I don't know if you're talking to me or not, but I picked a certain situation.
Yeah.
Intimacy, which I can't receive. And did it, but there was some tears that came up, and then when we came back, there was no tears. So.
Awesome. Wow. Beautiful.
Yay!
Yay. So look at all the places in your life where you actually refuse the receiving from and where you put up the barriers and like, no, I'm not going there. This is too scary. And face it. Like it's energetic. Nothing can punch you in the face or do something to you. It's literally just energy. And you put it in front of you and you pull it through your body and you can circulate it until it's irrelevant. It's nothing. It doesn't affect you. It even becomes funny. It's like, really? I've been scared of this my whole life? Oh my gosh, I'm so blonde. That's me. All right. Oh my gosh.
Cool. Thank you, Caroline.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah. So if you little change, do it until there's absolutely like no charge. Because sometimes we've dealt with someone evil in our lives for like, you know, 30, 40 years. And like one little 2-minute exercise might not fix it all or change it all. But if you keep doing it, like I promise it will completely change. At some point you even forget this person like existed if it's somebody from the past or the situation was there. Because this is the walls that we put up towards all those things. This is what creates limitations in our life. This is when we do not create everything and receive everything. So we have to be willing to receive it all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's the key, guys.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, no, that was powerful. I did it, and I definitely experienced a shift, a change, you know, and it's like so much lighter. It's like, oh. Yeah. So I wonder what that will change now, you know?
Yeah, thank you. And I see many questions like, do I have entities in my house? Do I have entities in my body? You know, this is what I was going, I didn't actually finish. Like, you have to ask your question. I will not tell you if you do. Like, truth, do you have entities in your body? Truth, do you have entities in your house? You know, and I have a bunch of videos on YouTube. Like, there's hours and hours and hours on videos, like, purely on entities. And, of course, you can take a class, talk to the entities, you know, beginning class. It's 2-day class, and I facilitate them all over the world all the time. And many of them are live streamed, and there are many facilitators doing that. This class is phenomenal because everything I talked about is there. And you have manual, it's written and way more. And it's like more catered to, you know, each participant class. So look into this if this is like of your interest. And for me, it's the most fascinating subject, actually, all these entities and spirits around us and energies around us and talking to trees and fairies. And it just brings me so much joy. And, you know, this reality sometimes is kind of boring
it's fun, and you can use the entities, I hate to use the word use, but use them to your advantage to create your reality.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you can ask them. Being part of your team to create, you know. With,
yes. Yes.
I don't like the word use.
Yeah. You just say, who would like to contribute to me right now?
Yeah.
That's it. You know, don't give them power. Who would like to contribute? It's like, hey, would you help me move this? Like, you know, but not bigger, more capable, the same, like, you know, with carrying something. Hey, can you give me a hand with that? It's more like that. You know, more people sometimes will create work as easier.
I love that. So Gosha has a gift that she's offering to all of us, which I'm going to put on the gifts page a little bit later. But Gosha, can you talk about that? It's a... Hold on, I lost it.
It's Caroline would be interested, and maybe some of you. It's a class, 150
entities and money, right?
Entities and money. It's about receiving. It's about entities and money. So it's really fun. You know, download it. It's one of my latest classes, and enjoy.
So I will put it on the gifts page, and you'll have the link in the email, you know, a little bit later. So we're going to just take one more question from Lucianne. She's had her hand raised for a while.
Okay.
Lucianne, I'm going to unmute you.
Yeah.
Hello? You're unmuted, Lucianne.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
I wasn't sure. I got a new speaker on the phone, and if I could hear better. My question was about... will this work for parasites? I recently found out that I had went through an illness about a week ago, and it brought up the fact of having parasites. And so I'm cleansing and fasting from that, but it's a madness, and trying to deal with it has been insane, and I'm not sure how to deal with it beyond the fasting and prayer, of course, and but this is 2 days in a row that it's come up, and with a Lara show. So
okay, all right. So quickly, because we have to go. So parasites are entities too, right? Bacteria entities too. They're beings with consciousness, and choice, and they chose you for some funny reason. Or you created them or invited them into your body, like, ooh, they must be like enjoying it so much. So maybe it's so clear. I would clear like everywhere you attracted and created parasites, energy of parasites in your body, wherever you wanted to compromise your immunity and your body. Let's just try and create it, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, from vocal nations, boys and beyonds. And what energy, space, and consciousness can I and my body be to kill those parasites with total ease? Anything doesn't allow that, let's just try and create it, right and wrong, with that, from vocal measures, voice and beyond. So I will write it all the time, like what energy you have to become to kill them, and also ask questions like, what's the value of having them, of creating them in my body? Like, something is eating you up. What is eating you up? What past is eating you up? What person is eating you up? What story is eating you up? Like, I always look at the energetics of every physical creation. You know, that just me, but look, like, again, be brutally honest with yourself. What is it that you cannot let go of? What is it that you cannot release from your body? What is it that still bugs you? Who is it that is still bugging you or eating you up? You know, so like, you have to get clear with yourself, and then it will be
clear.
Does it read? Does it read for you? It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah. So then, you know, the cleanse will be effective. Then, you know, whatever you do.
Can't hear you. You're
very quiet. You're very quiet. Can you speak up or get closer?
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
I said, when you were doing the clearing for Caroline and earlier on Randy a while ago, I was feeling a lot of energy moving out of my body. Yeah. And the chills and the vibrations and everything. Yeah. It's just been intense the last couple of days. And when I get into a prayer mode where I'm asking for it to be cleared, because if it's driving you mad, making you that sick. And it, for some reason, doesn't seem like it's helping until the last couple of days. And this is where I'm at with the access. I guess I don't know if that's what it is that's helping, or
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's helping.
Really, that anything helps at this point, truly.
Yeah. So go back and watch this video again, Lucianne, and also the one before, the one that we did with Lena
about bodies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, something like this doesn't happen overnight. This is a creation. This is like long-term something. If you have parasites, they've been there for a while. Like, if they detect it now, they've been there for a while. So something has been eating you for a while, like energetically.
Okay, cool.
A lifetime.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
So you're welcome. Yeah. So we got some little, you know, tools to work with.
So go back and listen to this, and because the clearing that Glenn Gosha did for you, plus the questions that she asked, you know, go back and ask those questions.
Yeah, so be the energy that will kill them, and talk to them as well. And it's like, sorry guys, you have to go. You know, I'm sorry. I'm compatible. I'm energetically compatible with you, but this is not working for me anymore. Like, we're talk with them like they're people, little people in your body.
Enough.
Little creatures. Enough. Out.
You're
not welcome anymore.
And I've even, the last couple of days, I've even been commanding them, as I am my God, I am God sovereign free. I command every parasite and entity out of me.
Yeah.
This vessel is diamond sun golden light. It serves the highest good of all humanity and Gaia. And that seems to help. And then I have a flare-up that makes me ill or whatever, the itching or whatever goes along with it. But it's better than it was.
So sometimes, you know, sometimes it will flare up before clearing completely. So that's normal. That's right. Like, you know, the crisis in healing. You know, so what would it take for this to be easy without the crisis, healing crisis?
Yes.
And yeah, you're on the right path. You just keep going. You have all the tools. You just have to keep going and maybe find all those places that have been eating you and all the places you have not been willing to release from your past.
Yeah.
People. Not places, people. People. Or situations, okay?
Yeah. I can see how that would be. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lucianne.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. Yeah, that was another amazing call with Gosha. Like, I knew it was going to be powerful, plus the exercises, plus the all the wonderful clearings. Oh my God, you're going to have to definitely watch this one again and again and again. And yeah, I just wanted to thank Gosha for being here with all of us, and thank all of you for being here and being vulnerable to ask the question that you are asking, and just allowing yourself to be present with the clearings that we did do. Okay, it's really important to be present with them, and whether you understand them logically or not doesn't matter. Just, you know, just clear. You know, if you get a read on them, just clear.
Yeah. You don't have to understand for it to work. Exactly. That's the beauty of it.
And Gosha has a lot of YouTube videos, so just type her name into YouTube and you'll find lots more videos. That's where I found her first, you know, a couple of months ago, back in the fall. It's like, I found all these wonderful videos. Like, oh my gosh, she's so good.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even know.
So all this stuff. It's like, oh, this is fantastic. So there's tons, so that it will be helpful. All right. So thank you so much, everyone. And thank you so much, Gosha. This was brilliant. Again, brilliant. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And thank you, everyone, for watching. And maybe I see you in person one day.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, you will. Okay, everyone. Bye for now. Until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.